Radhastami on Govardhan 2016.
Srimati Radharani is Lord Krishna's Ladini Shakti, without which he cannot experience real pleasure, the loving exchange. She is his compassionate nature, which is our only hope of approach to him. She is love personified, mercy incarnate, and yet she was born blind. She appeared to her father, the way Srila Prabhupada told the story, because there's variations between the different days of Brahma. Srila Prabhupada told that King Vrishabhanu was plowing a field. Now this was after many lifetimes, previous lifetimes, of extreme tapasya with the aspiration that the Supreme Lakshmi would become his daughter. And after all those lifetimes, as Vrishabhanu Maharaj, who, like his closest friend, Nanda Maharaj, even into their elderly years, had no children. But then they both, Nanda Maharaj and King Vrishabhanu, moved to the shore of Jamuna, believing that her blessings would grant them offspring. So Vrishabhanu Maharaj and Trikada had one son, Sridhama. But this beautiful, charming, sweet baby who appeared in the furrow appeared to be blind. She would not open her eyes. She would not make any sound. And she would not respond to anything. So they were thinking, she appears to be blind and deaf and dumb. So Narada Muni, knowing that after Krishna's appearance, Srimati Radharani would be born somewhere in this world, is going to the different Vrijabhasis in Raval. They came to King Vrishabhanu's palace and he asked, "Do you have children?" And he brought out Sridhama. And Narada Muni was so touched by the exquisite loving qualities of Sridhama. And he blessed him. But then Narada was feeling disappointed. This is your only child? And then King Vrishabhanu confessed, "Well, we actually have a daughter, but she appears to be deaf, dumb, and blind." And he was torn in his heart. He was reluctant to bring her forth, but he was thinking maybe by the blessings of Narada, her vision will be restored. So they brought out the baby, and to the king's amazement, Narada Muni offered his prostrate obeisances and just began offering his prayers. At the conclusion of which, he told King Vrishabhanu that simply hold a festival, knowing that he would invite Nanda Maharaj, who would bring Mother Jashoda, and Krishna at that time was just 1 year and 3 weeks of age. Narada knew what would bring this baby girl to life. So they sent out invitations, and while they were receiving their guests, Mother Jashoda put Krishna down on the floor, and he crawled right straight to Srimati Radharani's bed and picked himself up and touched her. And her eyes flooded open. And the most brilliant smile danced across her lips. And everyone was so elated. That was the fulfillment of her condition for coming to this world. There was different conditions. And the demigods appealed to Krishna to descend to this world. And he agreed. Then Srimati Radharani started crying. This is an upper Golok. She said, how can I live in a world without the shade of Govardhan, the bank of Jamuna, in the forest of Vrindavan? And Krishna said, well, neither of us could live without that. I've already sent Vrindavan down, waiting for us. And I looked down and saw Vrindavan was there on earth. Her second condition was that I don't want to see anything in the material world without seeing you first. So, there has been some discussion about the possibility that our talk today would be on the parikrama, and especially since Brijabasis are notorious for not being able to stay awake when an old sannyasi tries to speak theology. And even more so, since our guardian deity has taken his second birth, would it be pleasing to the Vaishnavas if we circumambulate Srimati Radharani's liquid form? And then we will return here shortly. Does this work? It should. Would you like to experiment?
It should work. It should work more.
Pradeep says it works. Your voice is reverberating. The temple.
We have to open up the cord, otherwise there's a boom out there. Keep the mic and the distance from the speaker.
We're not very technologically advanced here, these Krinvasis and Govardhan hillbillies. So please pardon them. Not a digital world. Yes. First stop will be Kundeshwar Mahadev. So Kirtan, please.